on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The EFF has argued in the Western Cape High Court that Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana ignored alternative tax options to fund government instead of proposing a VAT increase. Advocate Thembeka Ncukayitobi for the EFF pointed to a presentation by the SARS Commissioner.
The presentation estimated South Africa's tax debt to be between 700 and 800 billion annually, with only 58% of the theoretical tax liability being collected, 42% uncollected tax. SARS identified key under-resourced areas including illicit trade, syndicated tax crimes, aggressive tax planning by large businesses, international tax compliance, high net worth individuals, ports of entry and debt recovery. So that's where they say the money will come from.
Both the EFF and the DA are asking the court to declare the pending VAT hike unlawful. Ncukayitobi argued that Minister Godongwana misled Parliament by presenting the VAT hike as the only option.
Throughout, the minister did not, on the 1st of February, say I'm trying to increase VAT. He said on the 12th of March, I'm trying to introduce a budget that includes a VAT increase. The deception is the idea that this is subject to change. When they knew that they had no intention of changing, that was deceptive. There is no problem with the politics per se, but what we are concerned with here is the conduct of the members of parliament in parliament and the message they are sending to us as the voters.
The Automobile Association has urged motorists to continue to drive down the historically high rates of holiday road fatalities. There are early indications that the Easter travel period saw a significant drop in both road crashes and fatalities, despite the highest traffic volumes in 5 years. AA spokesperson Eleanor Mavimbela says traffic peaked at over 2,000 vehicles per hour at the N1 toll gate, one of the country's busiest routes.
Encouragingly, the N1 corridor, long regarded as one of the country's most hazardous routes, recorded no major crashes during this time. This marks a promising step forward in ongoing national effort to enhance road safety. While final figures are still pending, as the Automobile Association, we believe there's already sufficient evidence to commend South African road users for contributing to what appears to be a reversal of a worrying trend.
270 illegal taverns were shut down in KZN over the Easter weekend. Police say they visited over 500 establishments across the country. They arrested more than 700 suspects who were found dealing in illegal liquor. The police's Atlenda Mate.
270 were arrested in KZN, while 144 were arrested in Mpumalanga and 142 in Gauteng.
And sports brand Puma says it's reached its goal of making 90% of its products from recycled or certified materials. The company's released its sustainability report, suggesting it has lowered its company's emissions by 86% since 2017. Durban and Richards Bay 21 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 16.